You call him Billy?
Yeah,
Billy! Like Billy again?
Yeah, just said Billy! I had 10 killed of them. I had them bought down a few in 2 weeks.
What happened?
Oh, I had them dressed. I got to get rid of them. I got 50. I messed around here and let them accumulate 50 or 75 roosters. I sold a good many. And I sold a few hens. I got 5 more. I was supposed to catch 5 more, and that's all I'm going to sell my hens tonight, but I ain't going to get to it tonight. I told her, boy, I'll catch them tonight, bring them tomorrow. But I ain't going to get to it tonight. The time my wife gets back, she may be sick, she may be drunk on medicine, and I may have to turn in and feed the dogs for her and help her and her stagger around like she did before. And the time I do that, maybe have to help her, and I do this and do that, I ain't gonna catch him tonight. I'm tired anyhow. He won't even know about it, because I told him I'd go ahead and have that fire and a rooster. Don't have peace. Like a little kid. And I'm gonna sell them on my hands. And the time I get my eggs up, go around about 12 places and get the eggs up, go to the cow's water and feed them and milk one cow and treat old granny down there and pet her a little and rub her feet a little bit and put her in her place.
Busy. Yeah. So you go to bed, probably.
Yes, sir. Okay. What do you see?
Did you ever hear somebody call sheep? I just said you didn't have any sheep around here. Never had sheep like that.
That's something I've had no experience with. Sheep, I've had no experience with goats. Great, and goats and time milk the shit out of them. Sold the milk at $1 a quart. People in Atlantic City years ago, the best stuff for us, raise the stomach, bad stomach, that you can drink is goat milk. I milk goats around here, 4 and 5, worked in town, had 2 customers down there every other day, came a quart of goat milk.
Was it for like weak stomach or?
Yeah, weak acid, digestive stomach, the best milk in the world.
I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
$1 a quart
years ago, and they didn't think nothing about it. It's the best milk you've ever drank. I drank in the meantime. In fact, I milked one cow then and milked 3 goats twice a day. Had them trained, had them have stand farm, jump up on the deer eating. I'd sit down there and milk a quart to half a gallon of milk. Sold every bit of it.
Tell me, how do you get ready to go plow? I mean, like, what do you do to the mule?
Well, the mule is...
How do you hook him up to the plow, in other words?
Well, the first thing you do is get him out of there, feed him like this morning, get him out of here, and water him, and brush him, brush his shoulders good with a wet brush and a curry comb. Keep him clean so they wouldn't blister.
Yeah.
Hook him up to the plow or the turner or the wagon and that's the old boy.
Well, I mean, how do you go about hooking him up to the plow?
Well, they know just like you know go to Kevin Sun, use your knife and fork. You go out there and drive up to the plow, stop the left upon the turner out there. Seen in the morning, go out there and drive right over on the field on them mules to get on them, you know. Drive up that plow stuff. Back up.
What is that thing stuck around their neck?
Collar and hanes. Track the traces on to them. Back band across the back.
Did you ever have a harness or something?
Huh?
Is there anything called a harness?
Oh yeah, that's harness. And then had buggy gear harness. Saddle on it, put the shave through and on the back. Fasten it under the belly, traces, fasten the single tree back there, lines, went through the saddle and the hanging.